Now to an escalation in the controversy over last month's Israeli-Palestinian prisoner swap. Some Jewish settlers in the West Bank have now issued a call to kill some of the Palestinian prisoners who were released from jail as part of the exchange deal for the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. And they've put a bounty of $100,000 on the heads of some of the 500 Palestinians who were released. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
2 weeks ago, there were wild celebrations in the West Bank and Gaza as hundreds of Palestinian prisoners were freed from Israeli jails, many of them after decades behind bars. Celebrations for some have continued for weeks, but for others, freedom is turning into a life on the run as they face threats against their lives, even a bounty of $100,000 being offered for the heads of some prisoners. One Palestinian, Hani Jaba, was released after 18 years jail for killing a Jewish settler in Hebron, where a few hundred settlers live surrounded by tens of thousands of Palestinians. Posters have suddenly appeared on Hebron walls with Hani Jaba's face and the words, "Rise up and kill him."
Anyone that comes to kill us, we have to kill him first. We're not the Christians that we give the second cheek. We believe if someone comes to kill you, kill him first.
Baruch Mazel is a hardcore right-wing settler in Hebron who's helped organize the manhunt.
Well, we're trying our best to find them. They're hiding, they're afraid, because they were trained inside jail to go back and to kill more Jews. As the murderer in the Sbarro restaurant that killed 16 Jews said, "I have to get released fast because they have to kill more Jews."
Recently, the families of two settlers killed at the settlement of Yitzhar offered $100,000 to anyone who kills the former prisoners responsible for their loved ones' deaths. Many Palestinians released last month now say they fear for their lives. Nizer Tamimi also spent 18 years in jail for killing a settler near Ramallah. "I fear they'll target us, not just me, but all prisoners," he says. "We've had many experiences before when prisoners were released in a similar swap. Many were executed or killed or followed by Israeli soldiers. It's very dangerous for us." Nael Barghouti was the longest-serving Palestinian prisoner, jailed for 33 years for killing another Jewish settler who was also an Israeli soldier. He says he's not afraid of threats on his life and doesn't regret his crime because Israeli settlers, he says, have committed similar crimes against Palestinians. "Settlers have killed Palestinians," he says, "and many never go to jail. What I do regret is the Israeli occupation. It leads us to violence. They took our land, our people became refugees, rich people became poor, and this is what I regret. They're pushing us into this violence." Nael Barghouti says despite 33 years in an Israeli jail, he still retains a basic humanity towards many Israelis and says he doesn't regard all Jews as his enemy. This is Anne Barker in Jerusalem reporting for The World Today.